I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's presidential election Tuesday was more than just a political contest. It was a battle for human rights. Yesterday, Ram Nath Kovind was named India's next president. And both Kovind and Prime Minister Narendra Modi are hardline Hindus who've created an environment of fear for religious minorities. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes.
Having both a president and a prime minister backing this agenda, pushing laws, encouraging those who might even have extreme views, like the BJP party in general, where they act out violently against Christians, some of these extremists, and Muslims. All of this can just be strengthened and happen more frequently.
Now, more than ever, these believers need your prayers. Would you pray boldness for them as they live out their faith, and pray for protection and wisdom as they navigate new laws? And being content is a virtue, but not when we're living a life that's less than what God has planned for us. Angela Maney of World Gospel Mission says when she and her husband became doctors, they settled into a pretty comfortable life.
We started our family, started private practices, were settled in Knoxville, Tennessee, members of a wonderful community and a wonderful church.
But they felt the Holy Spirit asking them if they were truly using their skills for God's kingdom. And after reevaluating things, they were led to Tenwick Hospital in Kenya to serve as medical missionaries with World Gospel Mission in partnership with Africa Gospel Church. Now, they're training up African doctors to be both physicians and servant leaders as they share the gospel. Get the full details on this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.